think most of you are familiar with the word cursor. It's that thing on your computer screen that runs around when you move your mouse or your trackpad. In fact, the word cursor comes from the Latin word to run. On these next two Sundays, we'll hear about John the Baptist, who we call the precursor. That word also comes from Latin and refers to someone who runs before someone else, pre. And in ancient times, it meant someone who journeyed ahead of a king. So if a king planned to visit a certain place, he would send a precursor ahead of him, whether to announce an upcoming battle or a peaceful visit or even a great feast. Presidents and popes still do the same thing today, although they usually call the precursor the advance team. Now, what it does is it gave the people time to prepare for the visit. And this Sunday, we actually hear about two precursors, John the Baptist and also the prophet Isaiah. Each of them were sent ahead by the king to prepare the people for the visitation. So let's reflect upon Isaiah, John the Baptist, and the messages they delivered, and also on our role as precursors who point ahead to the second coming of Christ in glory. And we hear a lot from Isaiah during Advent. We'll hear from him at the weekday masses this week as well as next Sunday. And today we hear that prophecy that is probably very familiar to us, that a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse. Of course, most of us know Jesse was the father of King David. And at the time of Isaiah, in the 7th century BC, his kingdom had become divided, only to be completely extinguished when Jerusalem was invaded by the Babylonians in 587 BC, resulting in the deposition of King Zedekiah, the execution of his sons, and the destruction of the temple. So the tree of Jesse was completely cut down. But just as sometimes a branch will sprout from the stump of a tree, Isaiah saw that happening from the stump of Jesse. And this shoot was Jesus, whose father, Joseph, and mother, Mary, were both from David's line. Then Isaiah points to something even more profound. He says that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, which he calls a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and of fortitude, a spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. If that description of the Spirit sounds familiar, it's because those are the traditional gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Now, we don't find piety in the original Hebrew, but it is listed in the Greek Old Testament. And this branch of the stump of Jesse will usher in an age of peace that even the Gentiles will seek out. Can it be any clearer that he's pointing to Jesus, who even the Gentile magi sought out? And so then the second precursor is John, arriving 700 years after Isaiah. Of course, John the Baptist is a much more immediate precursor, being born only 6 months before Jesus. And as Luke will tell us through his father Zechariah, he will be called prophet of the Most High and will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. And in the gospel we just heard, John does just that, getting right to the origin of sin. He calls the Pharisees and the Sadducees a brood of vipers. And that is pointing to their kinship with the snake in the Garden of Eden. And he accuses them of bearing bad fruit, like the tree from which Adam and Eve ate. But even to them, he commands repentance to produce good fruit. And what is that good fruit? St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when the king came with the Holy Spirit, that is what he brought. Because if we continued this gospel passage from Matthew, the very next verses describe the baptism of the king and the description of the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. So Isaiah was a precursor 700 years ago, and John the Baptist immediately before Jesus. But we, as Christians, know and affirm each Sunday in the Creed that Jesus will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. And through our baptism, we are made prophets who speak the word of God. And so, in a real sense, we are the precursors to the return of Jesus in his glory. We are here and now going before him to prepare his way by repenting of our sins and producing the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I don't think it hurts to hear those fruits again. Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. By our Christian lives, we are preparing those who listen to us for the return of Jesus, whether it happens 700 years from now or only 6 months. As one of my favorite bumper stickers says, "Jesus is coming, look busy." But this doesn't mean busy with the things of the world. This means busy with the things to which Jesus attributes value, the fruits of the Spirit. You know, it occurs to me as I was preparing my homily that I use my phone and my tablet a lot more than my computer these days. So I rarely see that cursor on the screen at all. On a phone or on a tablet, my own finger serves as the cursor. As we are the precursors, we use this to point to Jesus, especially here in the sacrament of his body and blood.